Mexican border state authorities expect backlash after $24 million coke bust. By Cartel Chronicles on February 20, 2020. Monterrey, Nuevo León, authorities are on alert for fresh murders or kidnappings following the seizure of approximately 661 pounds of uncut cocaine. While the drugs have a local value of $3 million, the price in the U.S. could have reached $24 million. The seizure took place this week in the town of General Bravo, a halfway point between Monterrey and the border city of Reynosa. According to Mexico's federal police, authorities found the drugs hidden in a false wall in a tractor trailer. The bricks were intended for Reynosa, a stronghold for the Gulf cartel. The seizure took place at a checkpoint where agents also arrested the truck driver named Angel Javier N., who claimed he was headed to Reynosa. He faces drug trafficking charges. Law enforcement sources in both Nuevo León and Tamaulipas revealed to Breitbart Texas that in the past, seizures of cocaine in large amounts routinely are followed by some sort of violent backlash impacting the parties who were responsible for getting the load delivered. The border city of Reynosa is a hotspot of violence as rival factions of the Gulf cartel grapple for drug and human smuggling routes into Texas. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Tony Aranda from Nuevo León.